Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
We have an update on a story that we covered when it was happening, but it's an update because the perp, the defendant, has been sentenced.
All right. I thought you were going to say the perv has been sentenced.
Well, same thing.
Oh, same thing in this case?
Uh-huh. Let's see. It's the story out of New Orleans. There was a guy that was pretending to be, to have disabilities, physical and mental disabilities, and he was caught tricking women. You know, like he would advertise, or he would pretend to be somebody else, advertising for babysitters and those types to come and look after this person. But it was actually, he was like, it would be like if I were up to no good and I'm looking for a babysitter to come babysit me, I would put an ad out, and then when they called, I would say, yes, Mr. TJ is disabled both mentally and physically, and we're just looking for someone to look after him a few hours a day and so forth and so on. And she wouldn't know she's talking to me. So then when she gets there, I'm playing the part of the disabled person. Well, he was tricking women into doing that simply because it turned him on for them to change his diaper.
Oh, my God.
You remember that?
Heck? Yeah.
Ugh, I don't think I know that story. What?
Ugh. So he did it a lot and several times, and then I think it was a couple of them went and said, you know what, this doesn't seem right. So anyway, he was found guilty of whatever the charges, and he received mandatory counseling and probation.
That's it?
Well I mean, he must maintain employment, undergo internet addiction counseling, stay off social media, and complete 400 hours of community service.
Okay.
And I think it's like 5 years probation that he has to constantly check in and all of that.
And there's nothing wrong with him. He's
no.
Totally healthy, fine.
Right.
Mentally and physically.
Just a typical Louisianian.
Oh, yeah, weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a picture of him?
Yeah, look.
Not in this article that I'm looking at here.
And the diapers that he would have changed, were they
soiled?
Like number one or number two?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't say in the article. We can only hope that it was.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Riggins found his mugshot.
He is a little scary looking.
He looks ferocious.
Yeah. Looks like somebody punched him in his head.
Yeah.
And he got dragged through the pavement.
Yeah, like he fell out of the car and skinned his chin on the blacktop.
Ooh.
Of course, his lawyer, you know, they said that he did suffer from mental health and substance abuse problems.
Well, I would have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the substance part, but clearly he has some type of mental issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, he described his actions as a response to childhood sexual trauma. Okay. But, you know, let me put my lawyer in hat on here. Again, if you're going to plead an insanity case, not guilty by reason of insanity, you have to prove that the person at the time of the crime did not know the difference between right and wrong. They just had no clue as to what the difference of right and wrong was. So if, for example, if somebody murders another person in the street and then they run away and hide, and then they try to claim insanity, and you say, okay, well, if you didn't know that that was wrong, why did you run away and hide?
You knew you did something.
Yeah. There's a difference in being crazy and being held, being found not guilty by reason of insanity. You're crazy as hell. You know that.
Yeah.
But what do you get out of that? Having somebody change your diaper. That's weird.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how is that a turn on?
There's, again, I don't think you will ever understand it. I don't think any of us will ever understand it, because there's some type of mental issue that goes with that. And without having that mental issue or having suffered that abuse, that alleged abuse in his case, I don't think we can even comprehend it.
But I wonder if it is the cleaning up of him part that excites him, that he gets so much out of.
You know what I mean?
Like, if she's standing there and she's got baby wipes or whatever, and then she's, wiping him all down on his private area and everything. Ooh, I said that. It turned me on.
Weird. It seems to me that something has more to do with someone caring for him.
Yeah.
Than anything else. Like, that forces this person to do something for him that shows care that he didn't get when he was a child, perhaps when he was being abused. But then again, I know nothing about it. I'm just kind of guessing.
Well, I mean, I don't even know how this works. What size diaper do you wear, Ace? I would have no idea what size diaper I wear. I'm guessing I would. I didn't mean he wears diapers. I was saying.
No.
Who walks around knowing what size diaper they wear if you don't need them? Obviously, this guy didn't need the diaper. I'm guessing I would take an XL.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's gotta a good figure. Benchmark.
You're an adult, so when you figure if you're an adult.
Well, I mean, the adult diapers, have, I figure they run sizes like drawers. That's a great question, though. At a party.
What size diaper?
Hey. All right. So, hey, Regan, so what size diaper do you wear?
Yeah.
Just out of the blue.
Yeah.
You wear diapers? What size?
Ew,
what?
It's also another fun thing at a party when you see somebody and go, hey, man, how's it going? How'd that circumcision go?
Yeah.
Or you fully recoup from that circumcision?
Oh, I need to use that one.
They all rate right up there when TJ used to be sitting in a group of people. And he would say something like, man, I don't know about y'all. Anybody else is really horny?
You were so horny.
What?
I love that one.
Show hands. Anybody else really horny? And he would say it sometimes as he was getting up, like, I'm getting up to go get something. Anybody else? Anybody else really horny? What? What did you just say?
Shock factor, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
The crazy part about it is 29 years old, 28, 29, that he needs to go to those extremes to get sexual satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, you're in your prime of your life. You should be able to.
But what if that's the only sexual satisfaction he gets? That's his fetish or whatever.
Yeah.
It's hard to find, a woman voluntarily that would change your diaper for you or even not judge you if you said, hey, I think I'm really falling for you and I love how close we're getting. You want to mix things up in the bedroom a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you have in mind? Well, I'm thinking if I pretended to be disabled and I was wearing a diaper and then you were coming in to clean me up and change my diaper. Now, how many women are going to go, oh, I would absolutely do that. It's got to be some kind of trickery, even in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's a tough sell.
Yeah.
I think that's a tough sell.
I'm like, you are a serial killer and I'm out.
Right. I thought we were going to Olive Garden.
What? But didn't we talk about not too long ago how there are groups that are into that? So why wouldn't he just be part of that group?
He might have been.
And they kicked him out because he's too weird.
Well, I mean, you don't know. Maybe this was he needed more. You never know.
Yeah, maybe the
kicked out of the diaper group for being a freak.
Oh, you're a little much for us, sir.
No thanks.
I mean, I like to consider myself
the diaper group kicked you out.
As sexually open as anyone.
This is the president of the diaper group. You got it up.
Yeah.
You're a second.
I mean, man, we're all into the diaper thing, but yeah,
you're taking it too.
You are too damn much.
Hand in your pacifier and get the hell out of here.
Goo goo gaga. Get out.
Can you imagine though? During one of the sessions, the person that is the tough guy throwing him out, the one in charge, is sitting there, you know, telling him to get out, and all while he's wearing the diaper.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience, brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
So, Ace, you and I are both sports enthusiasts and both grew up playing sports and learned a lot of life lessons from sport. Yep. I know I did. I learned more about being a Maine playing football that I continue to use throughout my life. And ever since I've been a man, a lot of lessons of toughness and mental strength and all of that kind of stuff. But Alexis told me a story about this friend of hers, this couple, and they have a son that's a phenom basketball player.
Okay.
One of those is transferred into a private school because they have the better basketball program to give him a shot at a big college and then on to the NBA. I've never heard anything like this. What is the story? Because I don't even know if I completely comprehend it.
So this kid is really good. Like I said, he is a sophomore in high school right now, but he's both on junior varsity and varsity. So he gets to play on both teams. Now, he's a very sweet kid, has the highest GPA out of all the basketball players. Like, his dad is on him. I mean, while they couldn't go practice, he was having him practice 3 times a day, just practice, practice, practice. He is really good. And so when he's playing basketball, sometimes he feels like, you know, he should give a shot to the other kids. So he'll throw the ball. When he could have made a shot, he'll try to give it to somebody else so that they can have a shot at also, you know, being able to play.
He's involving his teammates.
He's involving his teammates. But that has led to them sometimes losing games when he could have won, because if he would have shot it, he would have made it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like, so his dad kept telling him, you need to stop doing that. If you could take a shot, take a shot. Like, it's about winning the game. You know, you got to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
He kept doing what he was doing. So they would take his PlayStation away. They would ground him. And he's like, whatever, I'm fine, whatever, I'm fine. So the last time that this happened, he came home from the game. They sat him down in the kitchen table and they cut off all his hair And he was like, you want to play like that? You don't want to learn? Then we're going to cut your hair. And he's crying. This kid is like 16 years old, crying as his dad is shaving off all his hair.
And it didn't have anything to do with, like, his hair wasn't what was causing the problem on the court. It's just strict punishment. I'm going to take away something that you love because you're not listening to me.
Because he passed up the potential game-winning shot and gave it to a teammate.
Because he's letting, because instead of him taking the shot that he knows he can, he lets his other teammates, gives the ball to the other teammates to do it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because I think I got to know the circumstances. Because in a lot of cases, that's the right thing to do, especially early in a game, to incorporate your teammates to get everybody into the flow of the game because it opens up opportunities later in the game. However, if we're talking end of game, big time players make big time plays, and you've got to give him the ball and let him do it. I mean, and he should, the mentality should be now it's under, it's under 2 minutes at a tie ball game. Give me the damn ball. It's now, if I'm the best player on the court, I want it. And if somebody else has a better shot, then pass it up. But he's got to want that opportunity.
Yeah.
It's a tough way to learn.
I'm telling you, this is a 16-year-old crying. Yeah. And his hair was nice. It was, like, long, curly. And he's a cute kid, too. So you know he has all the girls after him, always has the nicest shoes. Like, he's just on point. And they cut his hair off.
Shaved it. All the way down, buzzed it off, or did they put a razor on it too?
No, like yesterday when I was watching him play, you could see the shine of the lights on his head.
Yeah, man, I'm not sure if doing something physically is the way to go.
You better believe he's taking all the shots now. He's been playing like he should, so it worked.
That's true.
Yeah,
but it is like what you said, Ace, because we were talking about that yesterday. And I told him, I'm like, I still can't believe that you did that. I just feel like that's so extreme. I mean, I'm not a parent. So I don't know, but I just feel like it's extreme. And he said, well, everything else that I was doing wasn't getting to him. So he's like, this got to him, and now he's playing different. He's playing better.
That's how my daughter lost her fifth and sixth birthdays. When she was five, she started this little streak of lying about, like, dumb stuff, just lying. And finally, after trying a bunch of different things, I said, if you lie again, you'll get no birthday party, her fifth birthday party. Surely she'll stop. Then she did. Damn it. Now I got to go through with this. And then I told her, so we didn't have a fifth birthday party for her. She had no 5-year-old birthday party with her friends and everything. Next year it was something else. And I thought, well, now I've proven my point. So she knows I'm not joking around. And whatever it was, she did it again. I think it might have been just back into fibbing again, telling stories, lying. And I was like, we took it 2 years in a row. She had no birthday party.
It's crazy.
I get the, I've done everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm going to have to do something extreme.
Well,
but wow, that's a tough one.
He's crying. My friend is crying. Everybody's crying in the kitchen as this is happening.
Even as a teenager, I was pretty, vengeful.
What?
And have had would have a list of people that I was going to pay back someday for wronging me. And, I still pretty much have a list of those people. But, since I've been an adult, I don't have the same ones on there from high school. But, I would decide at that moment, okay, this is what you're doing to me because I'm passing the ball in a game when I should be shooting. This is how you handle it? All right. I'm going to bust my ass and do everything I can and make it into the NBA, and y'all aren't getting a dime of it.
And you know it's so funny.
I won't give you and mom standing there holding me down, shaving my head. Y'all can starve. I won't give you shit.
I'm going to take this picture of me that I have now taken with my phone, and I'm going to print it out, and I'm going to put it all over the house. Every day. It's what I see when I wake up in the morning. It's what I see when I go to the gym. It goes in my locker. And the moment I hit, when I sign that big contract, I'm going to hand you that photo, throw you the middle finger, and walk out.
Yeah, you're not even going to be at the signing or at that draft day or whatever. I'm make you wait outside. You won't even know what's going on. And then when y'all are all ready to quit your jobs, I'm going to say, Yeah.
Oh, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Right. Remember that one time?
How exciting is it to be the third player overall taken in the NBA draft? It's wonderful. I'm very excited. First, I want to thank my mother and father because when they shaved my head when I was 16, that bit spurred me on to work hard every day. And from now on, I just want to say, Mom and Dad, suck it. I'm done.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we talk about being at the games all the time. We're like, oh, can you imagine when he makes it to the NBA and we're going to be this and we're going to be doing that?
Cha-ching dollar signs in their eyes. I'm telling you.
On national television live. I'd also like to say, Mom and Dad, you are now cut off because remember this picture of me when I was 8 and 16? You made me cut my hair. Well, it worked. I still hate you for it and I'm done. See you later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See y'all in Detroit. Go Pistons.
What do they do for a living?
She works in a medical office, I don't really know what her title is, and he has his own business, car detailing, but then he also used to do anesthesia in the hospital before. What do you call that?
Anesthesiologist.
Anesthesiologist, yeah. Yeah.
So he puts the cars to sleep before he washes them?
No, he's not doing that. That opened up his own business.
I can do both.
I know.
I knock you out and wash your car.
Mm-hmm. So he quit being an anesthesiologist on his own?
Yeah.
There were no mishaps or
no, anything? They both started this business together.
Yeah.
And then she ended up getting she was like, all right, well, I'm going to go get another job too.
Yeah. Well, if I'm the son, when I'm signing that NBA contract, I'd go, Dad, don't throw away the chamois.
Yeah.
You see, your ass is going to be scrubbing cars forever.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be out there, trying to find nickels under the floor mats. While I'm in here high rolling. And Mama, you can keep cleaning the medical office.
She doesn't clean the medical office.
You're in the medical field. Yeah, mowing it.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I mean, quite often, I don't mean this in their defense, but I guess it kind of is. Quite often, the more talented someone is, the more extreme you have to be to get the message through to them.
And I think that's what he does. I mean, this whole summer, I would go to their house and he would have him training nonstop, nonstop. And this kid is good. So he sees that in him and he's just pushing him to be the best.
That's what he sees in him.
Yeah.
He doesn't see a giant dollar sign slamming it.
You do run the risk of burnout because there are thousands of stories of those guys who came out of high school with the number one player in America. Every college wanted them, basketball, baseball, football, and then they end up, even after they make it to the pros, they end up just totally malfunctioning because they can't handle it.
Yeah.
It becomes too much. They hate the sport. Yeah. They're sick of it.
What's crazy about him, though, is he is such a good kid without even, that's just how he is. So they told me that he went to a party a couple weeks ago, and they were like, yeah, have fun. And his dad was even like, oh, yeah, there's that cutie over there, blah, blah, hyping him up. He's going to this party, and he calls him within an hour to come pick him up. He's like, I'm over this party. Can you guys come pick me up? He just would rather be at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just such a good kid.
Right.
Man, he's scared if he smokes a cigarette, they'll cut off his hand.
I need to counsel him. That
the kid.
Boy. Yeah.
The kid.
Yeah, I need to talk to him. We got to get a plan together. Yeah, he needs to retaliate in a big way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me his number.
This is not sounding very good. I was very fortunate. My parents were never like that in my basketball career. They were like, well, hey, you got in the game tonight, buddy.
Yeah. You got in the game tonight.
You got in. All
so what's, right. What's the kid's name? Ty? Dollar sign?
Zay. Dollar sign.
Yeah. Okay.
Poor kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to get the last laugh.
Especially after he talks to TJ. Yeah.
Exactly.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. get the show, plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts, like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show, plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts, anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience, brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
Yeah. All right, this is one of those end of the year lists that I actually like. Not only interesting but kind of humorous as well. It is a story from the CBS website in Miami, and it's the top A Man from Florida headlines of the year.
Oh, this will be good.
Yeah, or A Man from Florida, whatever. Well, I'm not going to say some of them because they're twisted and not funny. But Florida man hospitalized after iguana runs into bike, causing crash. Those iguanas in South Florida are a menace.
Yeah,
and they're huge, and they jump out of nowhere onto you. I had three of them on my face one time.
They just attacked.
No, I didn't. But yeah, they're awful.
Are they for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would that scare you if you're sitting outside eating at a place in Fort Lauderdale or whatever, and an iguana jumped out of the tree onto right where you were sitting?
Of course.
Yeah, that happened to my little friend Jenny. We were sitting there waiting on our food, and all of a sudden that thing jumped, and she starts going, OF, 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 OF. And, you know, Jody and I are always like, there are kids around here. Don't really. But then when we saw what she was, you know, freaking out about it, we all jumped up.
Like, are they huge?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them are very big.
And they got long claws.
No, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Look up an iguana. You've never seen an iguana?
Not in real life.
Iguana.
You don't know what an iguana is? Iguana.
That'd be like iguana. That'd be like if I said, I don't know what a deer looks like.
Shut up.
Oh, no. A iguana.
I'm not from, never mind. I was going to say, I'm not from Mexico, but it's native to Mexico, Central America, and South America.
Yeah.
So whatever. Mm-hmm. They are scary looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
You say what?
They probably eat them.
Another one, Florida man arrested on allegations he used COVID relief funds to buy a Lamborghini. I remember that one.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Florida man pulls gun, makes death threat in mask argument at Walmart. I wouldn't even know why they put this one in there, because it's not something stupid, on the part of a Florida man. Florida man and dog attacked by alligator. That's just a story.
Yeah.
He killed my leader, and I have to kill him.
Whoa.
Florida man accused of threatening Trump over airstrike that killed Iranian general. Florida man and self-described white supremacist knocks female bartender unconscious. Okay, that's not a good one. If I read that one, Riggins would have a nervous breakdown and start crying, because it's not good. It's bad about something that you're very sensitive about. So I'm looking out for you.
Put it on the list.
Yeah. Air.
Yeah.
It's about air. If you're sensitive about air. Let's see. Florida man wanted by police, arrested after streaming live video of himself on social media. So it's a felon on the run, and he decides that he's going to live stream himself on a jet ski.
What an idiot.
Genius.
What an idiot, I swear.
I'm live. I'm jet ski.
Have y'all seen Randy Jackson lately?
No.
From American Idol? Mm-mm. I saw him in a promo for this new Name That Tune show that's coming up, and he's playing the songs on a piano, and I had to rewind it to watch it again to say, is that Randy Jackson?
You couldn't even tell by skinny?
It was super skinny, and it looks like he's had some facial things done.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on, dog.
That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
I don't blame him or anything. I just think it's a huge, huge difference in what he used to look like.
I don't blame anybody if that's what they want to do, but there's a line there where you begin altering who you are.
Yeah, if you don't look like yourself and people have to do a double take, maybe it's a little more.
Yeah, it's one thing to say, oh, man, you look good, but then when you look like a different person... Yeah. You've gone too far.
Yeah, and I don't know whether I can't put my finger on it. Maybe, sometimes people get veneers that are too big for their mouth. This is the promo here. Riggins is running it up there. Look.
What? That looks nothing like him.
Yeah, you could hardly tell it's him.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting at a piano in this video.
Stop.
He's very thin.
Yeah, and he has been for a long time.
Yeah, but his cheeks. There's something about his mouth and his chin and his cheeks that look almost not real. That could be the lighting in this scenario. It's because it was a quick shot.
Yeah, because if it would have to be lighting in a fun house.
Yeah,
a house of mirrors.
Yeah, that's an odd look.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's like one of my favorite gifts to use. It's a no for me, dog. Man, Randy Jackson, what'd you do to your face?
he's sticking in there with the soul patch.
Yeah. I mean, he's not walking out on it.
No. He's like, it works for me. I like it.
Got his little lapel on, little fancy jacket on.
Yeah, it's very surprising. Yeah, it does have an unnaturalness to it, but I don't know.
Yeah, the first comment is Randy Jackson okay?
Oh, really? Somebody else knows?
Is Randy Jackson okay? He's so skinny. Almost like he's too skinny as if he were ill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we hope not?
Certainly. Yeah. I always thought
I him. I want people to think I'm sick.
Yeah. People are really worried about you.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't even give blood anymore because I don't weigh enough.
People are talking.
He lost 114 pounds.
Uh-huh. Wow. That's just when he went to the restroom.
Yeah, he was one of those people that even though you made fun of the show or made fun of him and his catchphrases and all that, I always at least thought, I think most people did too, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he seems
like a really good person. Everybody would like him. You'd enjoy hanging out with him and talking to him.
He seems chill.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a really nice guy.
Yeah. And there's no doubt about it. Simon was the draw of the judges. I mean, he was the star of the show. But I prefer Randy to any of the way it is now. Yeah. I mean, I like Lionel Richie, but.
Lionel Richie.
If Randy Jackson, Lionel Richie, and some other guy were the judges, it would be a lot better.
Stop it right now.
One more guy.
Just one more.
Doesn't matter who, as long as it's a guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Shut up.
I mean, see, that's why Katy Perry has to dress in those ridiculous-ass costumes and stuff. She's like, oh, I got to get some attention some way.
And is she considered the star draw of the
three?
She
was, yeah, when she when they signed it on. Remember, she got that $20 million contract or whatever it was? That was dumb.
I still find that hard to believe. How she makes $20 mil doing that?
Yeah.
She got how they can afford that?
$20 mil out the deal.
And what did...
She's why I wear the most crazy-ass costumes. She's like, oh, but what color am I going to paint my face today?
What does it look like?
Look at me. Look at me. Just like Paula didn't really, yeah. I mean...
She was loud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she just was always yelling. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, a lot of...
What were you going to say?
Yeah, Katy Perry reportedly makes $25 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke Bryan apparently makes, that reportedly makes $12 million for the job. And I'm curious what they paid Lionel, because if they're not paying Lionel at least 12, I might just piss me off.
It's not going to piss you off.
You almost said I might stop watching it, knowing you hadn't seen it in years.
I'm not going to watch it no more.
Well, that's it.
Canceled.
I am done with them now.
You're not going to do Lionel like that.
Not originally. Yeah, I think I've only seen it. I watched it the first night they were all on there, mm-hmm. just to see what that was like.
Yeah.
See, my favorite has always been The Voice. I like The Voice over American Idol any day.
Lionel Richie has sold over 90 million, which I thought he would have sold more, but he's making 10 million. I would say something very derogatory about Luke Bryan, but that's just, I just can't believe they're going to pay Lionel Richie less than they're going to pay Luke Bryan.
Well, because for their target audience,
I know.
Still Luke Bryan is a bigger deal.
Still wrong.
But when you watch the show, Lionel is by far the fan favorite of the judges.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But, you know, then again, Lionel was like, $10 million. Not that Lionel's hurting for money, because Lionel's net worth is over $100 million. Oh, I'm sorry. Correction. $200 million.
Yeah, don't call him Lionel, though. He doesn't like that.
But here's what's interesting. He doesn't. Just out of curiosity, since it kind of has come up now. Riggins and Alexis, do you have an idea of how big Lionel Richie was in the 80s?
No. I mean, I know he was big, but not to the point where you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're paying him less than Luke Bryant.
He was... massive. Wait, I think he was songwriter
Luke
of the year.
Kobe's brother. Luke Bryant.
What did I say?
Luke Bryant. So,
and I know he's the dad of, what's her name?
Yeah.
Right? He adopted, what's her
Paris
name?
Hilton.
Not Paris Hilton.
Yeah, it's Paris Hilton.
It's not Paris Hilton.
Nicole Richie.
Richie.
She was adopted?
Yeah.
Nicole Richie, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, he had huge success with the Commodores, and then I think he had two albums in a row that sold, I'd looked it up, that sold over 10 million copies.
Yeah, one was, I think there were two different ones that had, one was the one with Truly on it,
yeah,
and then the other one was the one that had Dancing on the Ceiling and then those songs, I think.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Is it me you're looking for?
I mean, he wrote We Are the World, which sold over 20 million copies with Michael Jackson.
That was a good, I know that
he performed. He was the highlight performer at the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics. I mean,
from Tuskegee, Alabama.
Yep.
And his curls
he
were
was a pilot
popping
in the war.
Really?
He was a Tuskegee Airman.
Really?
No.
Oh. I was like, which war?
What?
No, he was.
I was like, he looks great.
I know. I was like, okay, Lionel.
He's had some work done, but he looks great for being 95 years old.
His hair looked good all the time in these pictures back in the day.
And all of that money, all of the other stuff that he can do, and he's an acrobat because he can dance on the ceiling. Oh, what a feeling.
And that.
I saw him in concert a few years ago, and it was crazy good. Crazy, crazy good.
He's one of those guys, I feel like I can name two songs maybe that he's got, but if I were to hear him perform live, you'd be like, mm-hmm. oh, shit, that's his song.
Oh, I know that song, too. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, from 1981 as a solo artist, when he left after he left the Commodores, with a bunch of hits, And then he left from 81 till about 87 or 88. Mm. He was Lionel Richie, Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Probably the two biggest solo stars. Well, the 80s had a bunch of huge stars. Springsteen was huge in the 80s.
Say you, say me. You know that one, Regan?
Oh.
Do you know All Night Long? All night.
Is that a Commodore or
Lionel Richie? Lionel Richie. No, Lionel Richie. And you know Truly, Truly in Love with You, Girl. That was one of his biggest ones. And what is another? Let me look at my phone. I got some.
Brick House.
That was Commodores. Commodores.
Yeah.
He didn't even sing the lead on that one.
You said Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, I'm not a huge fan of the song, but Endless Love.
Yeah.
With Diana Ross. Well,
that's a good one.
Massive hit.
Very nice. You are the sun. You are the rain.
I know that song too.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm. We were running with the night, playing in the shadows.
Don't know that one.
Stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose.
Oh, maybe I do know that.
You don't know that one? Penny lover, don't you walk on by. Penny lover, don't you make me cry.
Yeah, maybe.
I love how Tita's just singing to Riggins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind.
Serenading over there. Mm-hmm.
Love you that. Don't know that one?
I don't think so.
Keep going.
Deep River Woman. Deep River Woman. Know that one? Okay, well.
The one that lost me, though, was when they got a ballerina girl. Nope. Mm. No, thank you, Lionel. Moving on.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping.
And with the Commodores, it was, That's Why I'm Easy.
Easy like something.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song.
That one, Three Times a Lady.
Three Times at Once.
Mm. Sail On.
Oh.
I don't know that one.
Sail On Down the Line. About a half a mile or so in the don't really want to know where you're going. You know that? That's Sail On, Honey. Good times never felt so good. We could play these if it were legal. We can't play them on the podcast. Lionel will, as sweet as he is, will sue the shit out of us.
Yeah. We got sued by Lionel.
He's like, I appreciate you being big fans, fellas, but this is what we call a cease and desist. Still is another big one by the Commodore. I do love you.
I think I do know that.
Oh,
still.
Do you think the 80s had the best music?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bigger variety. I think one of the things that I've talked about many times that gets lost is the fact that as it becomes more accessible, it becomes more disposable.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were invested in it.
I can see that.
When you had to go somewhere and buy something, even before that, before the 80s. But as you got into the 90s, when music became more, available, more readily, easily available, you could just get it. You could get it, especially now. But then it meant a lot. Like, you had to plan out, I can get this or that. You know, I can't afford to get all of this. You know, am I going to buy Purple Rain, or am I going to buy, you know, Born in the USA, or am I going to buy the new Madonna? You know, all that kind of, once you got it, you just fully absorbed it. You read the notes, you kept up, you knew all the songs, and you would go to a concert hoping, they're going to play the hits. Maybe they're going to play this one, you know, that wasn't a hit, that kind of thing.
See, what was big for me, I remember when buying CDs, like the first CD that I bought was the Backstreet Boys CD. I remember buying it and taking the cover out and being able to see the lyrics. That was like my favorite part, and seeing what pictures they would put in there. And you forget that was even a thing.
And you would go home and listen to it. And again, you would absorb the entire thing, because like the 10th time you've listened to it, like, well, I'm reading, who's the engineer? I don't know what the engineer does, but you know the name. Like, who produced this? I was 10 years old. I know what a producer did. you know, but I know that Eddie Kramer produced one of my favorite Kiss albums of all time, and I don't. And years later, you find out more about that. But yeah, you just
and being able to read more. All that while you're listening to it the first time and all that, that was great. But I don't know, listening to a new album for the first time while you're looking at internet porn. I mean,
that's a whole nother vibe. Yeah,
couldn't do that back then.
You would have both on the same device.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Oh, man, y'all have sent me down a rabbit hole.
Nostalgia today.
I just started looking up biggest albums of 1984. Get out of here. You know every one of them. I mean, now what is this, 40 years later? You know, everyone, Thriller by Michael Jackson. There were only, in an entire year, and I'm not going to hog the conversation. I just got to get this out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In an entire year, there were only 5 albums at number one for the whole year. Michael Jackson's Thriller started at number one in 83 and carried over into 84 from January to April. Then the Footloose soundtrack, which everybody knows, from April 21st to June 23rd. Then for 1 week, Huey Lewis in the News, the sports album, was number one, which sold like 10 million copies. Then Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, was number one for a month for the second time. It had been number one in 83 as well. And then from August 4th until December, well, through the end of the year, I don't know. It could have gone on into the next year. Purple Rain by Prince. Mm. Damn.
I've never heard of any of those. Before my time.
I want to learn the Thriller dance so bad. That's like on my bucket list. So I can just do it at parties.
Yeah. Is that a good one to do by yourself, though?
Does I'm going
to
do work?
It Does it not work if you're not in a group?
I'm going to do it by myself. But okay, I'll be by myself in the corner.
You just be sitting in your apartment just, watching the video on YouTube.
Yep. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Tell the DJ, hey, I need you to play this song, please.
A sign of the times, though. I remember when that song came out. I don't know why I remember this thing. We were going somewhere. It was on a Friday night. MTV debuted the video. And I remember my friend came to pick me up. Right, and he had two other people in the car with him, all from our neighborhood. And they swung around to pick me up to leave. And he was like, hey, hang on a second, because the Thriller video is playing again at, like, whatever it was, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. Because MTV was playing it top of the hour, every hour. You got the whole thing. And I was like, I know. Let's stay and watch it again. We'd already seen it twice during the day.
You're
like,
oh, my God.
This is 15 minutes. It's like a movie. This is unbelievable.
Pre-YouTube.
Yeah. We didn't even have MTV in my town.
It wasn't available
on the cable system.
What?
Nope.
Until
it wasn't. Until I had moved away.
How many channels did you have?
12.
Yeah, 12 was a lot, man.
12 channels?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, though, when we started, two old guys, there were 3 and PBS. That was all you had.
Yeah, when you said that earlier, I was like, I can't even imagine only having 3 channels on TV.
And the day we got cable, I'll never forget, the guy came and installed the cable. My parents got HBO at the same time. I was like, damn, get out of here. We got, there's a TV channel, there's a TV station on my TV that's from Atlanta. What? I've never been to Georgia. What are you talking about? It was exciting. Like, get out of here.
Times have changed.
One of the funniest videos I've seen on the internets in a long time was on the, I saw it on the Tim's website, TMZ's. It's a guy in Mexico driving a car, and he is stopped and attempted carjacked by two thugs with guns. He speeds away from them. When they got the gun in the window, get out, whatever, he speeds away. They jump on a scooter like they're going to go after him. He gets down the road. He's clearly away, safe, doesn't have to worry with him, but he says, the hell with that, in Spanish. And he throws that car in reverse, and Ace, he backs it into them like a perfect demolition derby driver. I mean, he just floors it, boom.
Where?
Hits them on that scooter and just slings them.
Where do I see this?
And then he takes off again, and they jumped up and took off running.
Did he get in trouble? Since he could have gotten away and not done that?
I don't know. It's Mexico.
No, they didn't then.
There's a link, I think, Ace, in this story right here.
Oh, okay. I can find all that.
The fact that they get on a scooter and they think they're going to go after him in a scooter. Like,
or they may have just been trying to get away at that point. All right, okay. The attempt was foiled. Let's get out of here. And then he's just like, the hell with that? Who do you think you're trying to carjack? S.A.?
S.A.
And it's perfect, too, because they're right behind another parked car. And he didn't hit the other car. He just, a great demolition derby driver. Because you know what that is, Alexis?
Somewhat.
Now, you get all these cars in an arena. And then they smash into each other, and the last one that's still running or whatever is the winner. Well, you hit people by backing into them. You don't hit them with the front of the car because then that messes up the engine, the radiator, and all that. So you back in. You found it, I guess.
Yes. Sorry. That's awesome.
I love it.
I need to watch this video.
Yeah, because he's got to whip around the back of that other car to hit them because they're around the corner of the car, and he hits them perfect. And then rolls over their legs.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Good for him. I mean, I know he got in trouble because he could have just driven away, but still.
I bet he didn't. Not in Mexico.
Well, maybe not in Mexico. But yeah, in America, though, if you had gotten away from the guy, if somebody tried to carjack you, you'd gotten away from him, got in your car, and you have a concealed carry, then you turn around and go back and shoot them.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, and you get your gun taken away.
However tempting that would be to decide, you know what? Screw that. I'm not going to run. I'm going to back. Yeah. I've only gone 30 yards. I'm going to go back and shoot him in the legs.
Pow.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't need a gun.
That was awesome.
I'd be shooting everybody. And I know it.
Yeah, you're better off to be walking around the dangerous areas with that letter opener or whatever you got.
He said the letter opener.
I would shoot everyone.
That's messed up. He does not. It's an actual knife. It's not a letter opener.
Oh, I thought it was
my knife?
Yeah, he's calling your knife a letter opener.
I thought it was a letter opener.
No, it's a legit knife.
Oh. I don't know. How much bigger can you get?
I don't remember seeing it.
A letter opener.
Good size.
Yeah.
Did you say it's a lock blade?
I don't know.
Or is it just a knife where the blade is exposed?
No, I think it was a lock blade.
Yeah, it unfolds.
If I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. To me, that's a huge
knife. Yeah.
I have one of those, too, next to my bed. That's my only, like...
You have a what?
I have one of those next to my bed. Yeah. It's like a huge knife. A huge knife, yeah.
Oh, well, you know, you could have a gun next to your bed without having a concealed carry permit.
No, I just don't have a gun yet.
Yeah. Mm. You try to get one?
I need to find one that I can grip. Because they're all too big. They're all big guns. For the most part, they are.
All you got to do is say, I haven't tried to get a gun yet. You know you're in. They make them to fit your hands.
I know I've gone to the gun range, but not all of them feel that comfortable.
Yeah. Well, how comfortable is it going to feel when you're dead in your own house?
Mm-hmm. There's that.
Is that going to feel comfortable?
No.
It's a little something to think about for tomorrow. How about that?
How you think your little ass hands are going to feel with a big knife in there? That's not going to be comfortable.
The knife feels more comfortable than some of the guns I've tried.
You know how they're going to feel? Cold.
That's right.
You did.
This might be a little extreme. Sorry.
This is Share Funny. Oh, yeah. On the Ace and TJ button.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.